Okay, welcome back to Bottles and Bottles. Joined with the whole crew today, Bill and Adam.
It's been a minute since everybody got together.
It's been a while. We're going to do a quick shoot the shit Saturday, and we are doing it on a Saturday, and that's a win for us.
That's a win.
Big win.
That is a big win.
When was the last shoot the shit Saturday we did on a Saturday?
I think Bill and I did one.
Yeah, we did. I think it was Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay. It's been a while for me.
Yeah. At any rate, we got some catching up to do. Because it's been a while since the three of us have been in the room together.
Yeah.
And I'll give you guys a quick update. First of all, I'm wearing my Browns shirt.
Yep.
Browns just beat the Steelers.
They did. That was a nice margin that they won by.
Yeah, it was 28-17?
I
don't know.
Something like that. They got that late fumble in the end zone.
Right.
So it wasn't as good. I didn't stay up for that one.
Yeah.
No, it's late. You got to get to bed.
So yeah. I'm repping the Browns. Quick baby update. We are at 36... in about half
holy,
week.
Fully baked?
Holy dad.
So
I'm gonna
test Adam.
Oh boy.
What's significant about next week when we hit that 37 mark?
You start doing like 2 visits to the office a week?
We do 1 a week. We'll start doing 1 a week. Right, but there's something significant about 37.
Well, I never wore that number.
You know what it is, right,
yeah,
Bill?
Yeah, dude, I know what it is.
We talked about it.
We did, but that's a while ago. Okay, walk me through
thinking. You said it already over there, Greener. You mentioned it, fully cooked.
Okay. So 37 weeks, for those of you...
So halfway there.
For those of you who forgot, or much like Adam, just in one ear, out the other...
easy.
37
There's
weeks.
A bit of a filter for it to go through.
37 weeks is full term.
Okay.
So that kind of means, like, really, even now, like, the baby could come at any moment.
Yeah, Corp would be out of here in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, well, so I could. Geographically, Morgan is within 100 miles.
She's actually at work.
Oh, okay. So well, that's easy enough.
She's right where she needs to be.
Yeah.
Does she have a hospital bag with her at work?
So... last night, we packed our hospital bags.
Nice.
So we've got kind of all the essentials. That's kind of a segment I would like to do after this shoot the shit one, is talk about what I packed, and maybe you might have some recommendations. Maybe Adam might have some too, because you've given us some great insight from the outsider perspective. So that's where the baby stuff is at. Morgan's still doing great. Last we got measured, the baby was like four and a half. I think something like that.
4.5 what?
Ounces.
Ounces. Okay. All right.
four pounds, six ounces. Sorry.
Okay. All right. So that's, so they say about 1/2 ounce a week.
Yeah. Like now that was like 2 weeks ago.
Okay. So then you're going to be up there in the sweet spot.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we're like 60th percentile.
Yeah. That's right where you need to be.
As far as size goes. So
yeah.
That's kind of where the baby stuff is at. We'll touch on that later, but let's kind of dig into this whiskey because we have a special one here, and I'm going to let you guys run with it because I didn't do a damn thing. Nope. I sat here and waited for you two to do all the work, and now I'm drinking it.
I'm very happy you get to benefit from our laborious
right. I mean, efforts. It put a lot of work into signing up for this lottery.
So somebody give them the rundown. First of all, what is it?
It's the Watershed. Ohio distilled, aged, and bottled down in Columbus. It's aged 6 years, barrel proof, and finished in their apple brandy casks.
Mm, okay.
Which I think is very fitting for this time of year.
Yeah, it's perfect for the turn of fall.
Yeah, yeah. Fall was, well, according to Adam, today was the first day of fall, but it was actually
In relevance to me seeing you guys, okay. I didn't have the opportunity to wish you a happy first day of fall in person, so I wanted to make sure I passed that along.
That was nice of you.
There's a lot of celebration in that.
Yeah.
You know, we live in Ohio, and fall for, I think, most people is a really big celebrated season.
Oh, 100%. That's why a lot of people live in Ohio.
I mean, think of all the benefits we have. We have apple orchards. We've got the turning of the leaves. We've got plentiful corn for mazes.
Mm-hmm.
Do love a good corn maze.
I mean, I don't know if there's anything better to do. Maybe some whiskey and some apple cider.
Mm,
maybe some barrel proof.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You get a little wasted or whatever you'd want to call it, tipsy. And
Yeah.
You go waste some time in a...
True. I love it. Maze. Now, this bottle isn't something that you can buy on the shelf. So how did you obtain this? I know you mentioned the lottery.
One of you guys suggested that I enter into this raffle.
Uh-huh. Through OHLQ, right? Was it through
correct? And no, you went into it too.
This was through the distillery. This was their own watershed. This was their own raffle. Yeah. So they had I think I saw somewhere 12,000 entries and 3,000 bottles.
Okay.
So kind of one in four shot at it, and
yeah, that's kind of a nice odd though.
Almost holds true. You got one, and
yeah,
we didn't.
Well, somebody else in your family got one, right?
Yeah, my brother's girlfriend got one.
Okay.
Nice.
Well, who's that going to? Or does she drink whiskey?
No, Ben's gonna drink it.
Okay.
He tried to pawn it off onto me and tried to jip me out of it, but no, he's holding on to it.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Does he have a collection going?
I've passed on some things that I enjoy, but
not your cup
aren't
of tea?
My favorite, and then I know he'll...
What does he like to drink?
That's a good question.
So he's younger than you.
He's younger than me, yeah, 7 years younger.
And I would by no means classify him as like a big drinker or anything like that. Like,
no.
It's kind of surprising to me that he even is into bourbon, but I kind of get that because he's a sophisticated guy.
Yeah, he likes to,
you know,
dabble into a spirit at night every now and then. And sometimes it's wine with his girlfriend and sometimes it's...
Oh.
Bourbon, whiskey, anything I pass along to him.
Young man's growing up. I remember coaching him when we used to coach their hockey team.
I know, they were young. They were young then. That was back
young
when they
bucks.
Were 6 to 8. Yeah, they were young.
Yep. I'm playing footsie with Adam's cable over here.
Yeah.
Okay, so in there. This is awesome, by the way.
I think it's perfect for today.
And what's the proof?
It's 126.1.
Yeah, it does so, not...
So
it all seemed like that.
No, I mean, there's definitely good apple in there.
Oh, I get like when you smell it.
Would you be opposed if I poured a little bit of water in there? Dilute it a little bit?
No. All right. You do what you want,
man. Dilute away. It's your whiskey.
Yeah. I'm good. I found out last night I'm really solid at anything under 105.
Okay.
I was bumped up.
What
was it, 90 last time?
Yeah.
100 proof, anything bonded?
That's 7.5% more alcohol. Wow.
I know. Yeah. I know I'm hitting a certain point when I went to a restaurant last night and they had a huge bourbon list, but they were just like brands. It wasn't like the specific kind. So just said like Angel's Envy.
Okay, so you had no idea.
So you have no idea. Or Elijah Craig, which one? You know, is there something special about it? So I just asked the waitress, I said, do you guys have anything over like 105 proof? She's like, I don't know. She literally knew nothing. I said, what kind of Angel's Envy? Is this a bourbon or is this the rye? Or she's like, I don't know.
Oh, man.
Literally knew nothing. So I just walked up to the bar.
This was last night?
Took a peek, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you got to just do the bar because not everyone is.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's a nice, like, they've got good bourbon.
Square 22?
Yes.
Yeah, they got some good
stuff.
They've
got flights.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just kind of disappointing when you've got any service industry. Their job is to sell alcohol.
Yeah.
Even though they're, you know, serving food.
Right. Yeah.
No, they had a good selection up there. And
how was pricing? I don't want to like roast them, but how was pricing?
Everything is expensive there.
Yeah. I guess the food's expensive. Yeah. I guess everything's
I feel that place definitely lives up to the outward image that they want to portray.
Agreed. It's a classier.
I'd put it, you're paying probably 15-20% premium.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So if you're comfortable paying, you know, $25 for a plate of food, you figure your drinks are probably going to be anywhere between 12 and 15.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've yet to go, so I've never been there.
I think it's good. Like, not to knock it, go to the bar.
Yes.
Bartender, his name, he goes by Animal.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, you remember Sesame Street, the red guy plays drums, Animal. Yeah. So he's got him tattooed on his shoulder.
No.
Yes, and he's got a drink named the Animal. You got to try it. It's great.
Okay.
Not bourbon, but it's good to at least, you know, kind of make friends.
Yeah.
He's great. He knows his stuff, but just small plug there for my friend Animal.
Sweet.
Square 22.
Yeah. No, it was good. Yeah. Also, so they had a good bourbon selection. We were talking about proof, what you like. Again, I find myself leaning more towards 105 to 115.
Mm-hmm.
Has kind of been my sweet spot. That's why I like a lot of the Elijah Craig barrel proofs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Those are, I could sip on those all day long.
Yeah. A little bit of water that opens that apple up. so really? Much more for me.
Seriously.
Yeah.
It's crazy smelling this because I just get crisp apple.
I've been having the hardest time trying to nose anything.
So, I get so much apple. It's unbelievable.
There's a ton of apple in there.
But I have terrible fall allergies where it's just a few months of very annoying stuffy nose. So I can't really smell as much apple.
There's cons of Ohio too right there.
Fall allergies. Tell me about it. So speaking of places that we went to in the last couple of days, did you go anywhere recently?
I have gone nowhere.
Okay.
I went one other place.
Okay.
Town Hall.
How was their selection? They've Fantastic. Been known for some good stuff.
Fantastic.
Really?
I started in Easy with an OWA.
Yeah.
And then I had the Booker's 2201.
Mm.
Very, very good. I got two glasses of that. It was really, really nice.
They have a good price on that one, I think.
Yeah.
15?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't too bad. The OWA was more. It was $1,750.
OWA has been getting a lot, I think, just because it's hard to get.
Yeah, $1,750 for an ounce of OWA, which I was like, yeah, I'm not going to drink that anymore.
No, not when a bottle is 55 bucks.
Right.
Yeah.
But anyway, those are the two places I went. Both had really great selections. How about you? Where'd you go?
I found a place, guys.
Okay.
A place here?
I found a place in Ohio. Yeah, northern Ohio. Lorain, Ohio.
Oh.
Which, it doesn't get much attention. If you go like down the main strip, it is pretty desolate. But there's a great place that I got on recommendation called Speak of the Devil.
Mm.
And goodness, do they have a good current selection. They have probably some of the best prices that I've seen for a bourbon whiskey bar. The staff is incredible. Noah and Jack helped us out last night, and they're extremely knowledgeable. So they'll do bourbons, and they're like complete bourbon nerds. And then they've got great cocktails, and they're extremely knowledgeable on that. And it's very much like a full conversation of, what are you into? Where everybody goes into a bar and they're like, I want a Jack and Coke, or I want a gin and soda.
Right.
And they're just much like, what are you drinking? What flavors you like? I've been other places like this.
Mm-hmm.
They do this kind of at Porco's down the walk on 25th, from where you're at.
Yep.
But Speak of the Devil, I mean, they had so much stuff that was current. So that Yellowstone 2022 limited edition came out on the bar.
Did you have it?
No, I didn't want to go for it because
I know you have a bottle. That's why I asked if you had it. So you need to know.
I kind of want to go back there, and I don't know if it's going to be something that's going to be around. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously the 2022 is not going to be around very long.
Right.
But I had Remus, which is,
oh yeah, I've seen that in stores lately, right?
Lights out.
Like the single barrel or,
I've got a picture of
Remus
the
Repeal.
Remus Repeal Reserve.
Which number?
Proof. 2022 medley.
Okay, so it was number 6. Okay.
Yeah.
Those are 6 release. Just came out too. Wow.
Just came out. And I had seen them up at the local by my place. Mm-hmm. And yeah, they come in quarter cases, like 3 bottles to a box. And they don't get many of them.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I was looking at them like, what do you know about Remus? And, you know, they shared some good stuff. But they had some good selections. I had Little Book Chapter 5 last night.
Okay. Nice.
Which is a really good pickup.
Mm-hmm.
But everything across the board, they price it just to drink.
That's great.
They're a great group. It's a small little bar. They've got one out back, like a small section.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Highly, highly recommend.
Forty
minutes
out.
Away from here. Yeah. And it is worth every single cent you pay on the turnpike to get there. cool little place.
Nice.
They have small plates. Like, what did we have last night? Little like sliced up smokies, some olives, marinated in a Sicilian.
I hate olives. I can't stand olives.
Oh, you guys are losing out. Let me tell you, there's nothing better.
I beg to differ.
Yeah, there's a lot of things.
Who says that? There's nothing better than an olive.
Yeah,
literally, who says that?
When you're sitting there, when you're drinking, there's probably nothing better. And then they had some maple toasted assorted nuts, which maybe you guys would appreciate more.
Yeah, I'm into toasted nuts.
It was really good. Thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed it there.
Mm, okay.
Yeah.
Any purchases outside of the Watershed? Which Watershed Distillery. Where did you say this distillery is?
Columbus.
It's in Columbus. It's in Columbus.
Yeah, okay. In Columbus. It's, I mean, Ohio, I think we're kind of getting a little bit more benefit. We've got a few good distilleries in town.
I think there's Watershed, there's Middle West.
Yeah, Middle West is another one
I'm trying to think, but I don't know where the laws are now with...
You got me a bottle of Middle West for my 30th birthday. A
while ago, yeah.
The bottle's gone. I drank it all. It was good.
Hopefully you enjoyed it. I got that off of a recommendation from somebody that I had tended bar to.
Okay.
In New York, and they're Ohioans. And
yeah,
I'm
it was
like,
good.
What are you drinking? He's like, oh my God, you got to try Middle West.
Yeah.
And I had no knowledge of it. Okay. So when I saw that on the shelf, I had to get it. Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, it's
sad I didn't have any of that with you.
Yeah, that was a while ago. That was my 30th birthday, so that was 2 years ago, so it's been a while.
You're an old man.
And before we get off the subject, I want to mention one last thing that I was able to taste last night that wasn't foreseen and was not on the bar, but Jack pulled out a private bottle of his.
Oh.
Peerless Double Oak.
How was it?
I'm not one for a double oak, but it was delicious.
Okay. I love the double oak.
I really liked it.
The wood for double oak is
wood for
fantastic.
Double oak. You know, the Elijah Craig toasted barrel, same concept. I mean, those are two of my kind of staples go-tos I've got them. So
I was pleasantly surprised.
Good for you.
So had fun. Bill, hopefully you can join us for the next venture.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll pop my easy pass on and head out there.
I was hoping just to take you from the house and pop you in the back seat or something like that.
That works too. I can still bring the easy pass.
Yeah. All right. So there's kind of a catch up on the whiskey. We've had quite a few solid drops here in Ohio. A lot of lotteries going on.
Yeah, tis the season.
Tis the season. So there's a lot of stuff flying around here. We've started to get more OWA, which I know you and I talked about last time you were over. It was like, whatever happened to Weller Antique?
I think it's just there must be something in their production line
where
they've got to rotate through.
Mm-hmm.
Just because OWA is probably, I'm assuming, going to come back around the holidays. And maybe distilleries want to make sure that they've got it. I don't know.
I mean, it's already started to
I think we could hit. Probably get in a full conversation about that.
Oh yeah,
entirely distribution model.
That's like an hour long conversation. We won't dig into that just yet.
We no,
that's just I find that really interesting. Supply chain and economics of it.
Okay, the only thing I've tried recently that's new to me is from Gervasi. Gervasi is a winery in Canton, Ohio.
Yeah,
and they started doing their own.
Not only a winery, they're a distillery.
Well, now they are
seriously,
man, and they produce some good stuff. It doesn't end at whiskeys though.
No, it does not.
They have
a huge line.
Look, how do you pronounce it?
Liqueur?
Yeah, liqueur.
Yeah.
Good stuff too.
Yeah, they had gin, vodka, they got everything there.
Yeah.
Wow, good for them.
And they've got finishes too.
Well, that's what I tried.
They do all the wine.
I'm sure they do all the
got
with
some
the wine,
good
right?
Finishes.
So I had the only one they had available. Everything else was out. They had this one that was a it's their basically their port finished barrel. Okay, so similar to an Angel's Envy where it's, you know, your traditional whiskey and then they age it. Yeah. It was good. I mean, it was at a wedding. So when they served it to me, I naturally brought a flask with me. So I was coming off of Elijah Craig.
Barrel proof.
Barrel proof. Wow. So I was coming off of, you know, 117
going in.
I was coming off 117 proof and jumped into a 90 port finish barrel. So, and they had to serve it with ice because it was a wedding. They had to serve it on the rocks.
For real?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. He just
who says
the bartender.
I need to put ice in this because it's a wedding.
That's literally what he said. Not kidding.
Maybe that's a rule. There was it outside at the gazebo place.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Beautiful wedding.
Really?
Absolutely beautiful.
I've
wedding.
Never heard that rule.
Yeah. So I said, hey, can you drop like a couple cubes? They only had like the. Not really crushed, but like they were smaller cubes, and he just took a scoop of it. So I tried to scoop it out with a spoon, but I also didn't want to look like a weirdo.
Yeah, get this out of here.
But nonetheless.
Yeah, because you really want to taste the spirit.
Yeah, yeah. But nonetheless, it was good. I just didn't, I can't do a full-on review of it because, again, I was coming off of a high proof, and I wasn't drinking it how I normally drink it.
Yeah.
And I was really disappointed that I could not get a bottle of their maple cask. I don't know exactly what the process is behind the maple cask, but that one was very intriguing to me. But
that does sound intriguing.
They were out of it.
Okay.
Completely out. They said it probably
won't be
back.
They had some on the bar, but not available for sale.
Not even in the bar.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I feel like I tried that.
Got to keep an eye out for that.
And it was good.
Yeah.
Keep an eye on their Gervasi website or something
like
that.
For sure. Yeah. Other than that, outside of whiskey, what else has happened recently for us, or at least for some of us? Apple has come out with some new products. Oh. I got the iPhone 14 Pro.
Yeah, you did, man.
Is that
you're cool.
Sitting in your lap there?
Yep.
Wow.
It's beautiful. What are you rocking right now?
Not that.
What do you have?
13.
Oh, and I mean, honestly, it's like the same phone.
It's only because I smashed my 12.
And Bill's got the 12?
11. Pro. 11. 11 Pro.
I respect that.
He always gets the hand-me-downs from his wife.
Yeah. I do, and it's a perfectly fine. It works perfectly fine.
No, to be quite honest with you, as I've gotten older, it's just I want a call, and yeah. I want a call to sound really good.
Yeah.
I want a text, yeah. And I want fast response on internet service.
Yeah.
Most
agreed.
Of the stuff I don't... I mean, I've been taking some photos, but...
And I was going to say...
Not a big photographer yet.
Not yet. And that was where my jump came in here. Morgan doesn't like to get the newest of the new phones, whatever.
So, let me ask you, what's it like walking around with 48 pixels in your pocket?
Oof,
well,
that is a ton of pixels.
Knowing that I can only take a couple photos before it eats up your entire storage. I mean, literally...
How much is... Like, one photo, how much storage?
Well... I mean, I can probably take like 25 full res 48 megapixel photos.
And your memory's full?
And then, yeah, then it gets backed up.
Literally knock it off.
Good thing you have the cloud.
Hold on.
Exactly.
Who greenlit that from Apple? Let's produce a phone, give it 48 megapixels, and the smallest amount of memory... Can't service the phone.
That's been one of the biggest complaints is, and even like...
I'm assuming that's the smallest amount of memory.
Correct. And I regret... 128? Yeah, I regret not going higher for that and for the video. Like,
do you think that's returnable within 7 days?
14, it is. I just, like, whatever.
I don't live with that.
Is it black? Your phone?
Yeah, this new space black or whatever it's called.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't even look at the colors.
All right. Yeah. I don't mean to dog it. It looks like a cool phone.
Yeah, it's fine. And honestly, if I'm going to be taking photos like that, I've got my Sony RX100.
I know, but like, let's say you're out at a wedding, you don't have the RX100.
Right, your baby's sitting there looking cute.
Yeah.
I usually have the RX100 with me. It's going to be a staple in my baby bag.
I'm very disappointed to hear that. Not about your phone situation.
It's crazy.
Outrageous.
And you, there are certain, because I didn't get a higher memory, higher storage.
Storage, yeah. If you want to get technical.
Yeah, there are certain settings that I cannot record video on. Like they offer, they're like, oh, I forget what it was. I think it was 4K 60 frames per second, right?
Because it just doesn't have enough.
Yeah.
Wow.
I cannot do it. I can do 4K 30, which is fine. That's what we film with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it's like I just got this phone, and then it wasn't till a week after that I started seeing YouTube reviews. You know, iJustine and who's the...
I know who you're talking
Justin,
about.
There's a Justin... So-and-so TSE or something like that.
Yeah.
He's
Linus
great.
Did Linus do anything on that?
Linus did one.
Yeah.
But everybody was, and there were a couple
Marcus?
Others.
Marcus, did he do one?
I don't know that I know Marcus.
Okay.
But there were some, I mean, everybody on the YouTube was like, yeah, it's great. You can do all those things, but
if you've got a terabyte of storage.
They're like, you need at least a minimum of the 512 or whatever, like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like I would need to go two levels up.
Wow.
Which I didn't know.
Yeah.
I mean, how would you?
Right? Well, considering over the last, I don't know, 5 years, that's been acceptable. Like,
there's nothing to sneeze at.
They really
4K,
haven't
30p.
Bumped up that 128 since when?
I don't know.
Maybe the 11? Are they still doing 64s back then?
I don't know. Maybe.
I think that was the 10. I think that was the iPhone 10.
Okay.
And then after that, they bumped it up.
So this is where
when they went
it starts to get weird is you're offering a 512, a 1 terabyte. Is there a 2 terabyte yet?
I'm following
up. 1 terabyte, if you're going to stretch that to have more, why wouldn't you bump up the minimum? Have three tiers.
It's because they don't want people to pay $1,500 for their starter phone.
Well, you know what? If it's a pro version, I'm already spending $1,000 on the phone, in my opinion.
Yeah, and how much...
I wouldn't have sneezed if they would have been like...
How much more is a 1 terabyte as an entry level, let's say just raw material cost? What's the difference between a 128 and a 1 terabyte to Apple buying that from Samsung, I assume?
No clue. A couple bucks, maybe.
I want to see that tear sheet.
So, yeah, so it goes 128, 256, 512, and 1 terabyte.
So 128 and 256 are obsolete. 512 is what the minimum should be. 1 terabyte is, I think maybe two models is probably fine.
Agreed. Is for the pro
for
model?
For a pro model, yeah.
Well, you're telling me if you take 25 photos on a 128, you're going to be at 50.
And don't quote me on the 25
photos.
Oh, sure,
I'm sorry. I guess, I assume.
So it's $999 for the 128 gigabyte, which is what I got. For $1099, 256, $1299, 512. I kind of want to hit myself in the head for just not jumping in and going at least 512. But again, I did not, they don't disclose that. I didn't know this stuff at the time. Mm-hmm. And I'm very clean with like the amount of apps I use, my photo storage, all that. I'm very, very particular on transferring all that stuff.
When was the last time that they encountered this problem? I remember this happening.
I think it was the...
Five? Six?
No, I think it was later. I think it was the 7. Okay. I think it was the 7. Because
Jet Black?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which was a sick phone.
God, I wish they would just come back with it, give me an updated screen.
Yeah.
I would be so happy.
Now, I am pretty happy with the color of this one.
Okay.
It's a little bit different. If I can get that. This.
Yep. No, do the two bottom ones. Oh, look at you go. Here, let him see it first.
So I do like the color of it. It's definitely a darker color than like their old like graphite.
Than the one I got.
Yeah. It's still pretty gray.
You mind if I take a peek?
Sure. What I do miss is their...
The sides, I think, are less...
I miss the midnight green or whatever that one was that there was the 11 Pro, I think. I think it was the 11 Pro. Yes, because the 12 Pro came out with the Pacific Blue. So the 11 had this like...
Then they came back, 13 had the green too.
Right, but it was a little bit different shade green. Yeah,
very cool. I think 15, man, they need a redesign. You give me a smaller notch, that's cool and all, but it's pretty much the same thing.
I mean, I haven't really been like, oh my God, the dynamic island is so sick. Like it's...
Has it been cool?
There's been some cool
like
things of
be
it,
like
but...
That MacBook Touch Bar. I feel like that's what it's going to kind of be like.
I was suckered into buying one of those.
Mm-hmm. I had one
a while. Got your Tamagotchi up there. And
I will not even open the darn thing. I use it with an external keyboard.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. I'm happy that you got the new phone. I am not the...
I needed it.
Yeah, like, I'm not the client that they're looking for to upgrade there.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a next cycle guy, I think.
I skipped the 13 mostly because I'm too skeptical of the number 13.
Really?
That's fair.
That is fair. Huh, so I never thought about that.
That was my reasoning for not going with the 13 Pro. I took a year off of upgrading. I got a new watch last year, so that was cool. The Series 7
Ultra, that one they just came out with.
Okay, we have this cat that is like an outdoor cat,
Garfield.
I call her Kitty.
Kitty.
She's somebody's cat in the neighborhood. I just saw her walk up our driveway. She's the sweetest thing. At any rate, that's kind of what's been going on in the world of in my world at least between whiskey, babies, and Apple stuff. I know Bill's busy. You know, you're still getting settled into your new house. You got two kids, so.
It's a busy world.
Probably no major updates on that end. Adam,
thing I got is crypto mining is currently stagnant. I'm not going to say dead, but it's very quiet in my household. Saving a lot of electricity.
Well, that's good there for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But I'm waiting for it to get a little bit colder. I'm heating my house this year with Bitcoin miners. I am not even joking.
Just cancel your like your gas bill. Yeah.
I wish. It's a waste of $40 because I have not registered a single metric square foot or whatever the unit is, I don't have anything. I've only paid the membership fee to keep the account open.
Good for you.
You're going to get like the FBI or somebody coming knocking at your door thinking you're stealing
something, right?
Something like, there's no way you just don't have, I mine here. So,
yeah.
All right, cool. Well, hey, that's a good wrap up for our Shoot the Shit Saturday. We got some topics to discuss. I really want to pick Bill's brain as I just packed my bags.
Yeah,
like I mentioned last night,
bag.
I want to kind of get your take on what I'm missing, and maybe Greener will have some insight on some other things that maybe he would like.
Good ideas.
So we'll jump into that next episode. But thanks for joining us. Enjoy your weekend or weekday whenever you're listening. And as always, bottles up.